Edward Elgar had a habit of walking in the woods around his home in England's West Midlands when he was composing. Famously, he exclaimed, "The trees are singing my music." And he wasn't the only composer to look to the natural world for help and ideas. Here's Mary McCann with our bird note.
Birds are an inspiration for many musicians. Bandleader Raymond Scott probably saw these birds at the Central Park Zoo before writing his waddling 1937 hit, The Penguin. All penguins are clumsy on land, but these Gentoos are superlative swimmers, the fastest of any diving bird, reaching 22 miles an hour and diving to 600 feet. Speaking of swimmers, Brazilian composer João Gilberto has swans, geese, and ducks doing the samba in his song O Patu, or The Duck, sung here by Karen Allison.
She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were swinging away. Quack, 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 quack.
Jazz musicians improvise on a theme, and Dave Brubeck, who grew up in the West, undoubtedly heard the Western Meadowlark. Before writing Strange Meadowlark, the tune appeared on Brubeck's legendary 1959 release, Time Out. I'm Mary McCann.
To see some photos of penguins and meadowlarks and ducks, waddle on down to our website, loe.org.